When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1284, Stuck in a Rut? 5 Ways to Re-engage with Life and Capture the Human Spirit. And, feel like giving up? Now is the time to fight harder. Both by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays, to help you live a more meaningful and positive life. Today I have 2 posts from Leon, the creator of the Kindness Diary series on Netflix. Season 2 is out now. For now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Stuck in a Rut? 5 Ways to Re-engage with Life and Capture the Human Spirit by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com. You might get to that point in life where you start feeling lonely, bored, and uninterested in the things going on around you. Such times feel like you've lost control of your life. Life becomes more of a routine rather than an adventure full of great experiences. It is time to re-engage. Life is not just about going about the norm. That makes your life a cliche and less interesting. Here are 5 simple ways that can help you re-engage with life and recapture the human spirit. Play with a kid and like a kid and have fun. There's no better way to learn how to live in the moment than learning from a child. Children come into the world full of life, fun, and energy. They do not worry about what will come later or what others might think of them. They do what makes them happy, there and then. Emulate them. Be free for a while and act silly. You have nothing to lose. Add some music to your day to soothe your spirit. Play games with family and friends, especially games that are engaging. You can also consider miniature vacations and enjoy everything that you do to the fullest. Form a relationship and deepen it. Relationships that are meaningful tend to add a whole new dimension in life. A relationship helps you feel important and needed, and hence eliminating the feeling of loneliness. Relationships help assure you of having someone you can rely on for support, honesty, and fun. Them expecting and relying on you for various aspects of your life creates a purpose for you too. If you have formed a relationship that has faded over time, make an effort to rekindle the relationship. Be sincere about your relationships too. Always find a reason to smile and laugh. One of the greatest ways to suppress negative feelings and painful emotions is by having a great humor daily. Find every slight reason to smile and laugh. Use every resource possible. Go out and marvel at nature. Watch the birds in the sky and smile at the beauty. Better yet, you can go online and watch some funny skits or a comedy to loosen up a little. Having a journal is a great idea. You can document the significant experiences and events that make you happy. Photos are also a great idea. You can go over them in the future and smile and laugh all over again. Contemplating on past experiences breeds a higher self-confidence. Learn something new and volunteer. Learning new things is fun and enlightening. The fact that the brain is greatly expandable gives you room to learn new things and pick up new skills and hobbies. And the good thing is that you can learn new things while having fun at the same time. You can learn a new language or take on a trip to a new culture among the many other angles one can take. Volunteering sort of creates in you that sense of purpose. As you serve others, you get to appreciate whatever you have while at the same time putting a smile on other people's faces. Meditate. Great persons since way back in time have used the practice of meditation. Meditation increases your happiness and extends your life. Meditation creates a powerful sense of peace within you that is healthy for your being. Some light yoga can work well when thinking of meditating. When you sit back and watch your life unfold in front of you, the feeling of fulfillment and achieving your purpose can only be felt if you lived a happy life, did your best to achieve your goals, and created a positive impact in the lives of other people. The only way that is going to be actualized is if you do not live life as a routine. Change yourself and change the world. Feel like giving up? Now is the time to fight harder by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com. I know, just as most people do, the feeling of dread that can overcome us all from time to time. This feeling seems to creep up after you've made some progress towards your goals, but then roadblocks or barriers appear. They quickly become too much to handle and make you want to quit. Giving up might seem easier than pressing onward and achieving your dreams. I've been there. Anyone who has ever accomplished something noteworthy has been there. It's a common feeling that many people experience as they pursue their dreams. I've encountered the desire to give up with almost every goal I've set out to achieve. Sometimes I have given up, and I've regretted it. Other times I've pushed through it, and I've reaped the rewards of reaching my goals. One thing I've discovered throughout my many ventures is that the time when you feel like giving up is when you need to fight harder than ever. Why is that? It's because you've already made significant progress to even reach such a barrier. The barrier is actually a signpost that you're even moving in the right direction. You know when churning butter was the most difficult? When it was just about ready to become the delicious spread that the churner could enjoy. Successful people who didn't give up. Don't take my word for it though. There are countless people who fought through the barrier of wanting to give up and reached their goals. Many of these goals made them famous. If you're looking for some inspiration, check out these outstanding stories. J.K. Rowling. Known for writing the revolutionary Harry Potter novels, she wasn't always a world-class novelist. In 1994, 3 years before penning the first Harry Potter book, she was recently divorced and on government aid. Her daily struggle was simply to feed her baby. Yet she had an idea for a novel she wanted to bring into this world. Once she was finished, she was still unable to afford a computer or even the photocopying fees to send out her novel to different publishers. It was rejected over a dozen times. She must have wanted to quit after the first rejection, let alone the 10th rejection. Yet she pushed on, didn't give up, and now she's responsible for one of the most meaningful book series of the past 20 years, not to mention a million miles away from depending on government aid. Jim Carrey. How many of us have laughed at the hilarious Jim Carrey? I have, and I'm sure you have on more than one occasion. He worked hard to earn the career we all now appreciate. When he was 14, his father lost his job and their entire family had to move into a VW van. At such a young age, he took an 8-hour-a-day job after school at a factory just to help support the family. When he was 15, he stepped on stage for the first time to try his hand at stand-up comedy. You might expect that he was a comedy prodigy, but he wasn't. He bombed, not a single laugh in the house. You better believe he wanted to give up and pursue a more financially secure future. He overcame that feeling and landed his big score with Ace Ventura: Pet Detective. The rest is history. Who knows what lies on your path? The barrier you're feeling when you want to give up is natural. Don't feel bad for it. However, don't let it stop you. Persevere. You never know what's waiting for you on the other side of the barrier. You might have a best-selling novel or a legendary acting career just around the corner. You just listened to the post titled, Stuck in a Rut, 5 Ways to Reengage with Life and Capture the Human Spirit. And, Feel Like Giving Up? Now is the Time to Fight Harder, both by Leon Logothetis of leonlogothetis.com. I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.